The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Josh Appel in for Hawk, Crowder, and Solana. The guys will be back tomorrow. If you're wondering, my over in the Game Above Sports Bowl has officially hit. It's 30-20 pit with 13 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I hope you were tailing. In fact, if you've tailed my two picks on the show this week, USF plus +3 and the over in the Game Above Sports Bowl, you're making a pretty penny. You're 2-0.
I'll tell you what. Units.
I will never forget where I was when I became a Hawaii Bowl champion, and I will never forget where I was when the over in the Game Above Sports Bowl hit between Pittsburgh and Toledo. I'll never forget it. I was searching through Twitter during the commercial break, and I saw a couple of stories. Thanks to Cameron Wolf of NFL Network for joining us. A lot of incredible insight. Make sure you check out his work on NFL Network. You follow him on social media. Cameron is awesome. So the first thing that jumped out to me, and these are a couple of Eagles-centric stories. Number one, we saw Michael Vick take the head coaching job at Norfolk State a few days ago. Well, how about this? DeSean Jackson and Delaware State are finalizing an agreement for him to take the head coaching job there. That's according to Pete Thamel of ESPN. He did an on-campus interview in recent days, and the sides are expected to come together in the near future. Apparently, it's always been a dream of DeSean Jackson's to coach at an HBCU, and that could be coming to reality. And I think that's one of the results of Deion Sanders' tenure at Jackson State, is these HBCUs are turning to these former players, former stars, who are eager to get into coaching and eager to coach at these schools. And I think it's really cool for the players, for those former players, and for those schools to have these types of guys associated and coach their football teams. And then the other story that I didn't notice on Sunday after the Eagles Commanders game, this is a report from the Philadelphia Inquirer, aggregated on profootballtalk.com. Commanders tight end Zach Ertz and Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni got into an altercation during post-game handshakes on Sunday and had to be separated by Eagles Chief of Security Officer Dom DeSandro. That's according to Jeff McClain of the Philadelphia Inquirer. The report says Ertz took exception to a comment Sirianni made about his performance in a game, and that Sirianni later apologized to Ertz over a Zoom call. They only lasted six games together, Ertz and Sirianni, but it's another bullet point in just the bizarre tenure of Nick Sirianni as Eagles head coach. And the week before, he was face-to-face with his defensive line coach, Clint Hurt, on the sideline arguing. We saw him earlier this year arguing with fans at the end of a game. We saw him bring his kids to a press conference after a loss earlier this season. Last year, all the antics with the 49ers and Big Dom in that game. And just, it's been a very bizarre tenure as the head coach of the Eagles. And yet, here they are as one of the favorites, Cameron Wolf's favorite, to come out of the NFC and go to the Super Bowl.
That's so interesting to me. Like, the fact that a coach, like, he's walking such a fine line.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He really is. But as long as you put up wins, like, all that becomes somewhat okay. You put up with
somewhat. Yeah. But only as long as they win, because they've already started to turn on him. If it starts to go south and they flame out in the playoffs, I'm not so certain
they're
that
turning
Nick Sirianni
on him in a 12-3 season.
Right.
That's nuts.
Hey, but the human part of it matters too. And he brought in a great coordinator and Kellen Moore to call the offense. Vic Fangio, Fangs, done a great job with their defense.
They have their own bodyguard on the sideline. That's
first, and he's an imposing
best in
figure.
Class.
That's the next thing for. We've got Alex Dono of Locked On Canes, Locked On ACC, joining us in the next segment. So we've got to do a quick headlines here with Steven.
Yep. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Tonight's game, Thursday Night Football. Seahawks will take on the Bears from Soldier Field. Pete Carroll, interested in joining the Bears head coach's vacancy, former Seahawks coach. So his former team against his hopeful new team for next year, facing off tonight. The Dolphins will take on the Browns Sunday at 4 p.m., hoping that on Saturday things can go the Dolphins' way with either the Broncos or the Chargers having lost their game. NBA Christmas Day didn't disappoint. Average winning margin across all five games yesterday, only 5 points. That's the narrowest average on Christmas Day when they've played five or more games. Luka Doncic expected to miss an extended period of time for the Dallas Mavericks with a calf strain. Miami Heat will take on the Orlando Magic tonight, 7 p.m. in Orlando from the Kia Center. Pre-game coverage will follow our show at 5:45 p.m. on 560 WQAM. The Canes will be taking on Iowa State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl this Saturday, 3:30 p.m. from Orlando in Camping World Stadium. You can also listen to the action right here on 560 WQAM. Cats are off till Saturday. They'll take on the Canadiens at 1 p.m. on home ice at the Amerant Bank Arena. Now, your weather sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Weather outside, 77 degrees, 7-mile-an-hour winds, 70% humidity, 0% chance of rain.
By the way, Ryan Sense of Funky Buddha texted me he got the Wordle in 4 today, and I feel like Coach L does when Hawk tries to tell him his Wordle scores. You don't need to rub it in, all right? I got it in 5 today, Sense, all right? Don't brag about your 4. You probably cheated. Anyways, thanks to Dono, thanks to Solana, and thanks to Cameron Wolf from NFL Network for joining us today. Thanks to Steven. Thanks to Jimmy. Appreciate everybody listening. Tuesday and Thursday, Hawk, Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, the whole crew, they're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The Heat and the Magic coming up tonight on WQAM. Pre-Heat with Solana is next.